Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Peach cobbler.
Yes!
Love it.
Caused chaos at a truck stop recently in Mississippi. The incident left one man recovering from a gunshot wound.
It was peach cobbler.
And another man behind bars facing attempted murder charges. Witnesses say they watched as Stanley Woodson went off on workers about his dessert. The victim stepped in and ended up taking a bullet in the back.
Told you this wouldn't happen if we made brulee.
A guy named Logan Novascone says that he made his usual stop in JoJo's Travel Center to pick up a Coke on Wednesday.
And get me a Coke at JoJo's.
And then he said he started cursing her out, meaning the girl working behind the counter. So I put my Coke on the counter.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you aren't going to talk to them like that. He says the customer in front of him in the checkout line, later identified as Stanley Woodson, was mad about the amount of peaches that were served with his cobbler.
He felt it was under-peached.
Yep, and was going off on the woman serving him.
Okay.
Novascone says that he stepped in to defend the cashier, but he thought things would stop there. I was like, all he's going to do is argue. He isn't going to do anything, you know? Whether Woodson was just having a bad day or truly that frazzled over fruit, Novascone says he wasn't expecting to take a ride to the hospital. Woodson popped his trunk on pump five, pulled out a gun out of the back, and started shooting. And he shot like three or four times.
So in all different directions or towards the peach cobbler?
No, towards the dude.
Okay.
He said he reached over the car and shot again. The only thing I could think of was that dumpster. Seven shots were fired as he ran to take cover. So he ran for a dumpster to get cover.
Saved his life.
Yeah. He said, I thought, really? He said, I thought I was dead. I was done. He thinks all the gunplay wasn't necessary. He said, put up the guns. Let's go with these hands if you want to go.
Wow.
He says,
see, if I was getting shot at like that, I'd be thinking, I have got to try that peach cobbler.
He says if it happened again, he'd still stand up for the woman working at the store. He said, I'd do it again 100%.
Sort of a hero he is.
To help out.
Yeah.
Dr. Joanna Woods thought that she'd been bitten by a bed bug or a mosquito, but the Phoenix mom soon realized that it was something much worse. She said it was just so much pain that I couldn't get through the cloud of pain. It was excruciating.
Oh.
She said, I could liken it to childbirth. When they ask you if the pain was between 1 and 10, there were times that it was 10. Well, Woods appears, and I've never heard of this before.
All right.
But she had an encounter with what is called a blister beetle.
How is that?
A blister beetle. And I saw the pictures.
Hey, John Paul, George, Ringo, and blister.
I saw the pictures of her arm after she got bitten. And, guys, she has these huge.
Are you kidding?
Bubble-like blisters. Ew. Gigantic down
so
her arm.
So how big is a blister beetle?
I don't know how big. I don't think it's very big, but they'll show you pictures here.
Oh, my God.
So apparently they release a dangerous toxin when they come into contact with human skin. The poisonous chemical causes swelling and blistering of the skin and can be fatal if ingested by children.
Well, that's a wonderful little bug.
All my life, never heard of a blister beetle.
The blister beetles.
Woods is convinced that her uncomfortable encounter with a blister beetle took place at a movie theater a few nights ago when her arm started to itch.
Was the blister beetle in the list of most painful insect bites?
I don't know. She said a few hours later, the arm was red and swollen and getting worse. Blister beetles have been in Arizona for years and usually leave people alone. An expert said that it's their season right now. You can find them in parks and bushes in your very own backyard. A lot of times people, when they're just doing gardening, they'll encounter them. So just about being very cautious.
They say that the blister rolling stones are just as bad.
I believe
it.
Fortunately for Woods, the medication that she's taking has reduced the swelling on her arm, and it is getting better.
Is this what they look like? We have a picture in the studio here, Preston.
I believe this is what they look like.
Okay. I assume.
Okay.
They're kind of, you know, they have little yellow polka dots. Kind of cute as far as bugs go.
Yeah, so you're deceived, right?
All right.
Yeah. Just the kind of bug you'd want to pet.
Well, when I was in the Grand Canyon, there was a bug that was kind of in our camps and stuff like that. It was like, I recall it being white, and they were like, you don't want to get bit by that thing.
No kid.
Okay, what was it, did they say?
You know, I can't remember, so that's why.
Canyon beetle.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't this.
Yeah,
you know?
All right, I love this story. A man was taken into custody Friday after he made a reference to a bomb threat at the Daytona Beach International Airport. You know what? There's another bomb story coming up later. It's not this one. But anyhow,
okay, all right.
But Sheriff Michael Chitwood.
Yes.
Said deputies responded to a call about a naked man running around the airport. The man identified as John T. Greenwood He was on the baggage carousel shouting, "We've got to get out of here." And apparently he was naked on the baggage carousel.
Well, he was just trying to enhance his case.
Yelling, "We got to get out of here." The bomb wasn't cleared. The bomb unit cleared the terminal. They said, we are on the road a lot and never experienced this before, according to the officer. He had been, apparently this guy had been Baker acted twice in the past, which means you're committed without.
Sure, sure.
You know, they can just commit you.
But they do advise, the TSA advice, if you feel that you're in imminent danger of a bomb detonation at the airport, strip down and ride the luggage carousel.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably the way to go about it. All right, here's the other story I was referring to. I love this one a lot. Police received an anonymous call Friday morning reporting that a student at the local high school had, as they heard it, a bomb in their car. So they reacted swiftly, notifying high school administrators, working with school officials to cordon off the school parking lot, pulling the suspected student out of class. However, it appears that the call connection may have been a bit clouded. The school, police, and fire department officials, through interviews and other electronic means, were able to identify both the anonymous caller and the student who was suspected to have the supposed bomb in their car. But when school officials interviewed the caller, the student immediately, emphatically, and convincingly told them that he had called to report a bong inside another student's car, not a bomb. As this was happening, the suspect student was also removed from their class, and all the students in the same class were ordered to leave their belongings in their class, and they were then moved to a separate classroom.
Kind of a little snitch, isn't he?
Administrators, police, and fire officials went on to interview and search the student, as well as their backpack, their locker, and car. They said the search of the student's suspect's car confirmed the caller's words were misunderstood, which means they found a bong in his car.
Of course.
Realizing the misunderstanding, officials said the parking lot was reopened and normal class resumed on Friday morning after this.
Everything's cool.
Yeah, so apparently they just misunderstood what the kid said. He said bong, not bomb. Oops. And it went into this whole big thing.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
So farmer Graham Burnett says that the bra he used to ease his cow's tender udders has left the animal feeling like a dairy queen. Graham borrowed his wife Paula's 36A undies in a desperate bid to spare Doris from pain during milking. So his wife is an A cup, and he borrowed these for the udder.
For a cow?
Yeah. But here's the deal. I saw a picture of it. So it gave the animal instant relief as her days-old calf, which it insisted on feeding only on her sore front teats, switched to the back.
It kind of makes you look like a whore.
That saved Doris's developing mastitis, which can cause, that's I guess what they're...
You are using clinical terms?
Mastitis.
Yes.
Which can cause permanent damage and is even fatal in extreme cases.
I did not know that was an issue for cattle or for cows.
Graham said, "We tried using gaffer tape, which they claim will stick to anything, but I can tell you now it won't stick to an udder."
It won't, yeah. They even put that in the ad.
So we needed to use something, and the bra worked. We put it on up front.
You mean to tell me in all these years of people raising cattle, there's no device available for this other than a human bra?
Yeah, you think that
they would have encountered this before?
They would have maybe created an udder bra of some sort. The udder bra. I love it. So he said, we put it on the front. The calf will use the back ones, which takes the pressure off. He said it's worked really well because the udder has gone down and the calf's soaking away.
I get the bra. The thing that I'm trouble with in this picture is the strap-on
part. Yeah, that may be just for the farmer.
For the farmer.
That's for him.
All right, back up, baby.
Mrs. Paula revealed that it was a straightforward task strapping the bra to cross Doris. She said it's a good job, and she's a placid cow because it was easy to put on her. He said she's a real sweetie.
I like cows. You like cows?
Yeah. Yeah, cows are cool.
They're very tranquil.
So they use the woman's bra, and it's actually working out. It's pretty crazy.
There we go.
Well, first, this guy was convicted for pleasuring himself on a bus in front of the same male driver twice. 2 years later, he was convicted for exposing himself in front of a female bus driver and banned from boarding a bus driven by a woman. Later that year, he was caught pleasuring himself in the lobby of a place called The King. I don't know what that is.
This guy gets around.
In a three-week span between March and April this year, he's been arrested for violating probation. Now 51-year-old Anthony Hardison is accused again of pleasuring himself on a Metro bus as the female driver told him to, quote, knock it off.
Does this guy ever chafe?
He reportedly moved to the back of the bus and stayed there until only one or two passengers remained. He then exposed his genitalia and did it in full view of the passengers and 39-year-old bus driver.
He's the Rosa Parks of Handy.
I guess that's what he is, right? Authorities arrested him May 3rd. He's charged with indecent exposure and sexual motivation. A Florida man. Do we have my Florida man thing yet? Was that
come on,
Marissa?
Yeah, it should be in Zeta.
Zeta.
Okay.
Look up Florida man because we have so many stories from Florida, and it usually leads with a Florida man. So I wanted to have a special fanfare ready for that. Here it is.
Yeah, it's just moving a little slow. Here we go.
She's moving a little slow this morning.
Florida man. Florida man.
There you go.
That's perfect.
A Florida man is accused of hiding his legless fugitive girlfriend from police by stuffing her into a plastic storage container.
I'm going to put you in this storage container and stick you in the garage.
48-year-old John Robert Carr is charged with
resisting arrest. Don't mind the cow with the bra.
Carr attempted to hide 39-year-old Crystal Lee Anderson from U.S. Marshals. They were doing this together. He's not doing a bad thing to her. They're trying to hide from authorities.
Oh, sure.
So he told the sheriff's deputies, Anderson was wanted for failing to appear in court. The woman, failure to appear in court on charges, including false imprisonment, related to a 2015 incident when she allegedly held people hostage at a Burger King with a BB gun.
So she held people hostage at a Burger King with a BB gun while she was legless?
No, it ended up in a shooting with police, and she lost both her legs from that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I lost my legs in a BB gun shoot up at the old Burger King.
Authorities received a tip.
Got a paper crown, no.
That Anderson was with Carr, and he denied Anderson was there, but an officer had spotted Carr placing the now 4-foot-tall woman into the container.
We live in Florida.
She surrendered without incident, but he's the Florida man that stuffed her into the container.
Florida man, Florida man.
You know you're going to need a woman one, too.
Eventually. Yeah. Last month, 34-year-old Kelly M. Cochran was sentenced to 65 years behind bars after admitting to injecting her husband with a fatal dose of heroin and smothering him in a northern Indiana home. The court's decision came as Cochran was serving a life sentence in another case, the slaying and dismembering of her lover in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. An upcoming TV documentary is going to look into other crimes that her friends and family suspect Cochran of committing. That includes as many as 9 other possible victims buried across the Midwest, as well as accusations that she fed the remains of her lover to others at a barbecue. Oh.
Wow, man. How does she feel about texting?
Well, she may be just like that.
Wow, so she is a serial killer.
Yeah, and there is a special 2-part documentary that is going to air May 28th and 29th on Investigation Discovery called Dead North.
That's a great channel, by the way. If you like these crime things, it's round-the-clock investigations.
It will recap Cochran's story through the eyes of former police chief Laura Frizzo.
Will there be any cooking tips as well?
We can only hope.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.